Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Cheeky and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Oakland Raiders, 4-12, last in the AFC West. Potentially the league's most entertaining team for reasons on and off the field, the Raiders are an eclectic group. So much of their season depends upon how Antonio Brown and Derek Carr mesh.
I think he's hungry for success, hungry to get on the winning side of things, and I'm hungry for the same thing. So I think we stand for the same causes, God-fearing men, family-first type people. We just want to be the best high crowd.
Fireworks could also explode, integrating Vontaze Burfict and Richie Incognito into the lineup. Will Jon Gruden and the much-maligned Raider defense be able to bounce back after trading Khalil Mack last season?
All right, let's get some answers from a gentleman who knows the Raiders well. He's part of the broadcast team, Raiders analyst on the radio, as I said, former offensive lineman, and a damn good one. Big Link is in the house. Lincoln Kennedy. Link, what's up, man? How you been?
Wonderful, brother. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. I'm hanging in pretty well. Do me a favor. Can you sell us – let's start with this here. Sell us why the Raiders aren't the fourth best team in this division.
Why they aren't. That's a good one. I think the Raiders are going to be better than the Broncos, mainly because I have to see the way they're in. The Broncos are going to put everything together with Joe Flacco. They're going to run the ball and play defense. I think the Raiders can be exciting and score points. I'm not going to say they're going to be as efficient or as the Chargers or the Chiefs, but I think they potentially have the way to be competitive. But it's a hard argument. It's a hard sell to say why they're not going to have you know, slightly better record than they had last year with only four wins.
Yeah, you know, and listen, we all knew that this was a big undertaking for Gruden. I mean, you get a 10-year deal. It's obviously not going to happen overnight. The Raiders have been in shambles for a long time. There's a little flicker, and I was out there for this with Hugh Jackson, but then that got snuffed out quickly, and then it went south fast. And now you've got to, you know, rid the roster of some dead weight. You got to draft well. We'll see how they did with that. And you got to start putting your stamp on this. And what I want to know from you, Link, the Jon Gruden, not so much the one that we see on Hard Knocks, but the Jon Gruden that you see day-to-day at camp, what you hear about, what you know, how has he changed since the last time he coached in the NFL?
He's gotten wiser because he's taken a lot during his time in the booth. He took a lot from coaches around the league, both the successful and ones that are no longer in the coaching in the league. He took little bits and pieces from all of those coaches while he was in the booth and sort of made up his mind on how he's going to do things the second time around. So I think he becomes a little bit more efficient. Look, his offense is still the same that I played for when he coached me. Mm-hmm. But he had a little bit twist of nuances, and dealing with today's current athletes, which is different than, say, my day, is going to, you know, is something that he also had to learn to adjust to. Because, look, you talk about the guys that you mentioned, Vontaze Burfict, Richie Incognito, Antonio Brown. I mean, these guys all bring a slew of different personalities, are different. It's no different than you had back in the day, but they also came with a lot more baggage and luggage, if you know what I mean. So,
his
second time around is better.
Okay, that's Lincoln Kennedy, who does a terrific job on the Raiders broadcast. Really good old lineman back in the days with us here on Tiki and Tierney. All right, listen, I understand that, you know, this is a new time and you got to make a grand entrance, whether it's the Rolls Royce or the hot air balloon. But I don't know, man. For somebody who was basically just kicked to the curb in Pittsburgh, you know, he could say whatever he wanted. They wanted to get rid of him. The hot air balloon, the frostbite, the helmet flap. I mean, can you just blend in for a day? How do you think this works with AB?
I wish I knew. I really do. I mean, the thing is that I've been around some divas in my time, and I've played with some, but nothing to the extent of this. And he hasn't even played it down in a Raider uniform. Now, I will say this. He can be electric once you get him on the field. And Jon Gruden and Derek Carr are going to love to have him on the field, but we just got to get him on the field. And I don't even know how we get to that because I've never seen this much – you know, this much to start a career off at a different place than somebody, as you mentioned, kicked to the curb. Raiders have been notorious for giving guys second chances. This is a second chance, and he's got a chance to be good, and he's got a quarterback. So I don't know why we have all this extra stuff that's going on around AB.
It's amazing. You know, and you know Derek Carr very well, and you know, guys of the past, Rich Gannon, you know, obviously. Rich, you know, Rich was a leader. Rich was tough. Rich is smart. You know, Rich is not afraid, even as a broadcaster. If he's got to put you in his place, he'll do it. I mean, Rich had a streak of authority and competitiveness that I think everybody respected around him, for sure. He won the MVP in the early 2000s, almost won the Super Bowl, you guys. I look at Derek Carr, and I know he's got talent, and I know he's a man of faith, as we heard in the open there with AB. I think he's a good person. But I don't know how he deals with the first blow-up, which invariably will come with AB. Is he equipped to deal with this nonsense?
Not yet. But he's going to have to learn how to develop thick skin. He's going to rely on John Gruden to help him deal with it. Look, Gruden is going to do everything he can, coaching-wise and philosophy-wise, to get the ball to number 84. We already know that. And Derek out there is going to make a conscious effort, similar to what he did, you know, since he's been in the league, to get the ball to his playmakers as often as possible. Now, if it doesn't always go right, you know, who knows? But, you know, there's really going to be no excuse from this point out why Derek Carr can't be successful, because they surrounded him with some talent. Once they sort of figure out the nuances of the offensive line, and it's the reason why they went out and got Trent Brown to sew up that right tackle spot, you know, they have the potential to put some points on the board. I don't know how that translates to how many wins, but I think they can be an exciting offense.
Link, you know as well as I do that, you know, generally, you know, first impressions for rookies, they usually paint a fairly accurate picture, at least in terms of the ability to digest a playbook, accountability, a level of professionalism. You get a sense whether or not you drafted the right guy or you drafted the wrong guy. Not that it's always accurate, but you can at least kind of, instincts usually point you in the right direction. Do you believe that they hit on their first-round picks this past draft?
I do. I think Ferrell's an every-down defensive tackle, defensive end, depending on how you want to call it. I do think they hit the nail on the head, and I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good for years to come because he provides that type of leadership and just character that this team was hungry for. I know he's a rookie, and then, yeah, he's got a lot of time to grow, but you look at their three first-round picks with Abram, Ferrell, and Jacobs, and I think they all drafted to address the need, and those needs are going to be filled. They're going to be good. Now, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, I might come into a problem where you're trying to keep, you can't keep all of them like the Cowboys have an issue.
Yep.
But you, at least during that run, you might put together some pretty good seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a problem down the road. Hey, listen, if they all develop into stars and you're worrying about how to pay them, that's a good problem down the road. There's always a way to work around that. You got to make sure you drafted the right guys. I wanted to get your initial thoughts on that. I love safeties who love to thump. I love players who love to hit. I love that Abrams wants to get out there and start wrecking people. And I don't know what was clipped and what was edited and what's real and what's not. The Hard Knocks cameras, they do magic, and sometimes they don't always present the right, you know, the accurate depiction. I got to be honest with you, though. I'm an old school guy. I mean, after a while, I mean, Abrams, walk away. I mean, John Gruden's the coach. You're a rookie. Shut up and walk away. I mean, at first I liked it because it showed a little rough around the edges, which I want for my sake. But it was almost disrespectful. Did you think so?
Absolutely. I did.
Yeah.
But that's the current state of these guys. Look, to do the job that we do, I got to be careful what I say to these guys, especially on the air, about these guys, because they're emotionally fragile. A lot of them get go into a box when you talk about them or critical of them, and they don't know how to really, you know, let things run off their back, have thick skin, if you know what I mean. And then more times than not, you have a guy like Abram who stands up to the coach and he keeps it going, and he looks at it as joyful play, joyful banter. But you're right, it was borderline disrespectful. You know, just, hey, the coach said don't hit the guy, you know.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a great year to see what John Gruden is truly made of, because he has got to manage a ton of personalities, a ton of different personalities in all different directions. I can honestly say for him so far, from what we've seen in training camp, that Vontaze Perfect is a different guy. Richie Incognito is a different guy, in the sense that they're better. They're learning to be good teammates, and they've got the respect of the guys around them, especially Perfect on defense. You know, if we can get 84, get him in the fold, I think they're going to be good because Tyrell Williams is looking good.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. And listen, you know, people forget because Incognito, there's so many off-the-field issues. Incognito, the last 5-6 years, has been a hell of a football player, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, terrific. Okay. And with Abrams, I'd much rather have to dial somebody down than dial them up, but I just wanted to make sure I wasn't overreacting or misreading the situation. All right, once, all right, that's fine. We'll have a little playful banter twice. All right, but you're still a rookie. Just shut up and listen to what I'm saying. All right, Link, let me end, you know what I'm saying? Let me end it with this real fast. Lincoln Kennedy, the great Lincoln Kennedy, is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. The Hard Knocks cameras. Do you think this is – and every team is different. Every organization is different. Do you think this is ultimately a good thing for the franchise or to their detriment, big picture?
You know what? They're in the midst of it, and they seem to be handling it pretty well. I couldn't do it, to be honest with you. I mean,
no.
I think of it just one of those distractions, especially with all these new faces and trying to juggle all these things. You know, the guys in the locker room for the last couple of weeks have been talking about Antonio Brown this, Antonio Brown that. He hasn't played one down. You haven't seen anything yet since, you know, minicamp. And then, you know, for the whole thing to come out about the helmet, I mean, it just leaves you in a state of fray where you're like, well, what is all this extra stuff that I got to deal with along with cameras in your back and no privacy? You got to watch what you say. You know, coaches are on their P's and Q's, and Mike Mayock and all these guys, everybody's is different when the cameras are around. So it wouldn't be necessarily a distraction that I would welcome, but they seem to be handling it pretty well.
I got you. All right, big man. Great stuff. Great rundown of you Raiders. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, Link. Good stuff, man.
I appreciate the time, man. Have a great one.
Lincoln Kennedy's in the house. He's good. Link is good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.